It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hi, I'm Betsy Cerullo. I am the author of Shake It Off Leadership, Achieving Success Through the Eyes of Our Labels, and also a children's book, Miss Crabapple and Her Magical Violin. Well, my day job, I'm the CEO of AdNet AccountNet, Inc., which is a professional staffing and executive search firm. We are located in Maryland. We service customers all across the United States, and we are a federal government contractor. The most important thing readers can learn from my book is to get to where you want to go. You have to take risks, and you have to dream big. And especially when you're looking at a dream and you think, I can't possibly do that, that's all the more reason to do it. Because if something was easy, whether it was your dream or life in general, then we wouldn't have these yearnings. But if I can do it, any of us can do it. And I'm not saying that, from a place that I'm not competent. I'm very competent and very skilled. But you have to start somewhere and you have to fall on your face a lot to get to where you want to go, because some of the most beautiful lessons are in the pain. So you really have to, I want you to walk away from this book knowing that you keep on going. And there is a quote in there that I use all the time. If there's something that means that much to you, you take it all the way and you never give up. I think the most important thing is to take the step and start. It took me about 5 years to get the book done, and I was probably ruminating on that and also Miss Crabapple for a long time. I actually wrote Miss Crabapple first in 2008. It didn't get published till about 2018. So it just sat there on a pieces of paper on my computer, and I didn't take it to the next step. So that's really what you have to do. You have to take the next step to write it, you know, and you do it one chapter at a time. There's so many different ways that you can approach it. A certain amount of time that you put in per day, and perhaps it's a certain amount of words that you write a day, but work with somebody who's written books. I had a wonderful publisher, Publisher Purpose, and the CEO was Jen Grace. And I got into a program about how to author a book. And once I got into that and I had the structure, I was able to sit down and get it done. It still took a couple of years, but I could see the finish line. So you have to keep going. And sometimes part of the process for you, depending on what the book is, you've had it up here for a long time. Once you put it out on paper, sometimes there's some healing that occurs when you write a book. And that's what happened for me. So I highly recommend it. Let it be a joy. Let it bring you a lot of aha moments. And you deserve it because your story is important to tell. Well, the favorite parts when I created the audiobook with Twin Flames, it was really the challenge to keep on going. So the engineer that worked with me, we had a lot of laughs along the way, and I would know when I would mess up on a line and he would pretty much catch it before I figured it out. But it was an opportunity for me to put the inflection in some of the experiences that you may not capture in written format. So again, for me, it was really very healing. There were times when I talked about incidents in my family that I could put certain inflection in. There were times when things were just crazy on my path and I could put a certain inflection there. So, you know, there was some humor, there was some emotion, and it was a lot of fun. You know, at first when I pursued it, I thought, oh, do I have time to do this? But then we'd sit down for 2 hours at a clip. And before I knew it, it was done. But again, you know, the person I was working with made it humorous along the way too. And that's important.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more. And visit us at twinflamestudios.com.